Welcome to British Design, sponsored by Ernst & Young. It's the V&A's celebration of 60 years of outstanding creativity. More than 300 objects tell the story of how Britain and British design has changed between the two London Olympics of 1948 and 2012. You're going to see fashion and textiles, furniture and architecture, painting and sculpture, ceramics, product design, and graphics. You'll hear from me, Mark Strong, from the show's curators, and from many of the designers themselves in new interviews recorded specially for the show. Our first objects were made for the Festival of Britain in 1951. The painting is a section from a huge mural by John Piper, and the furniture by Ernest Race and A.J. Milne was made for the outdoor terraces of the South Bank site. They capture the spirit of tradition and modernity that characterized post-war art and design. At a time when many cities were still in ruins, the festival showed how good contemporary design could build on the best of Britain's past. John Piper's mural is a survey of architectural styles, made up of real English buildings. Our section includes the dome of Castle Howard on the left. In the centre, you can see the gables of Owlpen Manor in Gloucestershire, and the hillside terraces of Brighton are on the right. The brightly coloured modern furniture made of moulded plywood and painted steel expressed ideas of democracy and fun. When the poet Dylan Thomas visited the festival, he noted, "What a lot of pink there is. Rose, raspberry, strawberry, peach, flesh, blush, lobster, and salmon." The festival blazed with bright nursery colours, according to its director of architecture, Hugh Casson. And the magazine Architectural Review remarked that, for the first time, the 20th century Englishman can wander about in a world of his own making.